Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, where local student athletes are recognized on a weekly basis for excellence in their respective sports, but also in the classroom and in their contributions to their school and community. And welcome to our newest winner, senior multi-sport star in field hockey and lacrosse at Harrison High School, Lila Berkery. Hi, Lila.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for this.
Oh, don't thank me. You're the one that earned it, so thank yourself. Nicely done. And Coach Dennis Hurley. Hi, Coach.
Good morning, Frankenberry.
So tell me, I was asking before we started recording here, you're just seven games into the season. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you're off to a fantastic start, 5-2. You had a big win yesterday against what Coach told me, again, before we started recording, is a very well-coached and a very solid team. Who was it again?
Yes, we played White Plains.
Okay.
They're, I think, in our league, and they're one of the most athletic teams we have played and probably will play this whole season.
Okay, and for the audience's sake, just to let you know, this show is recorded today on the Friday of this week. So when you hear it on Sunday, we're actually talking about Thursday's game. So a nice big win there. And I've noted, too, that a couple of the games, you've hit the ground running there, Lila. You really have. I mean, you've had a couple of games where you've scored more than six goals. And remind me, too, when it comes to lacrosse, that a draw, that's kind of like a face-off, right? It's kind of like a tip-off that you win that.
Very similar to a face-off in boys lacrosse and something like that. It's just a way to win possession, and it's very important. If we want to score goals, we have to win the draws.
Okay, all right. And I note that this season, probably early on, you are in line to have 200 draws and 200 goals. Now, that is pretty huge, and that's got to be pretty exciting. How close are you to the 200 goals?
I hit the 200 goals, I think, last week. We were played a team Westerly in Rhode Island while we were away on spring break, and I was lucky enough to hit 200 goals in that game. So it was very fun and exciting for us.
No, I'm sure that was exciting. And Coach, tell me, the 200-goal benchmark, what is that like? Give me some perspective. Is that, obviously it's a fantastic benchmark to hit. Does that happen often in a career?
No, that's a big number. And you know, you think about 1,000 points in basketball and things of that nature. And, you know, and Lila hasn't stopped. She's got 40 goals, and we're seven games into the season, not even halfway. She's on pace for, you know, somewhere in 75, 80 this year. So all the work she puts in the off season, I coach basketball at the school. And while we're in practice, she's leaving the fitness center every day. So for her to reach these milestones is not a surprise.
And I did note that in the letter, by the way, and it was mentioned in the letter there, Lila, by Coach here, that you have never missed a day in his 4 years of coaching you. Not a single day. Not one day did you say, you know, I'm feeling a little under the weather or something like that. I got nothing. You've been there every day. And that's one of the reasons that you are the elite talent that you are.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, in the spring, you just kind of got to mark off the whole 3 months of the season. It's really short. And Hurley always emphasizes that, like, it goes by really fast. So every practice is important, especially now that we're reaching those weeks where we're going to have three games a week. And those practices are going to be really limited. So it's going to be really important for us to pay attention when we're watching film and running through the teams we're going to play, because the practices are very limited in this time of the year.
Okay, now tell me, where did you all finish last year? I'm just curious as to, I mean, look, obviously expectations are always going to be high, but I'm just curious as to what you're coming off of for this year.
I think we had a pretty good record last year. I think we were maybe 11-7, really?
Something like that, yep.
Yeah, and we fell to Ursulin in the quarterfinals, I think. But they were a really, really strong team, probably our toughest competition last year. And we lost by only a few goals after having played them as our last game in the regular season. So it was great competition and really good for us underclassmen, because it gave us a good look into how hard our schedule would be this year.
Okay, and obviously you're doing well to start the season, so whatever the expectations were, you are fulfilling them right now, so good for you, and keep that up. And I see you're a five-year varsity starter, you're a captain of the squad in the second year, and even though it's early, have you made any adjustments to the way you approach being a captain? I know that can be kind of a pressure-filled situation. I mean, yes, obviously your play speaks for itself and you lead by that example. But being the captain requires more than just you leading on the field. So anything different in this second year?
Yes, of course. I think that this year is different because we have a few new girls who weren't on the team last year, and even some girls who didn't even get the opportunity to play modified or JV. We even have a seventh grader on the team, which is great, and it's really exciting for us. And it's kind of just really important for me as a captain and my other like fellow senior captain, just to make sure that these people feel welcomed. And especially on a team where we have such like a wide range of scorers and playmakers, it's really important to make sure that everybody feels like they are contributing, even if they only have maybe a few ground balls or they don't have any goals that game. It's just really important to boost everyone's morale and make it feel like everybody's contributing because everybody is contributing to this team.
And that answers one of the other questions that I always ask, which is, you know, what kind of improvements have you seen from some of the younger players that you're particularly proud of? And I can see that, and I can see what you're doing as a captain to try to make sure that everybody is involved. I mean, it is a team, it is a family. So, and wow, a seventh grader on the team, huh?
Yeah, it's really exciting for us. She's really good. She's shifty, and she has great stick skills. And it's been really fun getting to know her.
You also have this exciting news that came probably not too long ago that you're going to be able to continue your lacrosse career because you're going to be heading off to Fairfield University now, and that's going to be top talent. That's Division One. So tell me about that process. I'm sure that a number of schools came knocking on your door, you know, saying, we want you to come play for us, we want you to come to school here. What was it that made you have that final decision for Fairfield?
Yeah, it was a very, very difficult process, long hard, and really took a lot of work in the last few years of middle school and high school. But I'm really excited to go to Fairfield. And honestly, the coaches were just so welcoming. They really made each and every player feel like we were going to contribute and that they really wanted us. I'm really excited to be in close proximity to home. It's only like 45, 50 minutes away. And one of the biggest things that helped sway my decision was the fact that I'm going to be living so close to the beach. And as someone who, you know, loves the beach and grew up going to the beach all the time, it's definitely going to make me a lot more excited and happier just to go to college, knowing that I'm going to such a fun environment and climate.
Oh, that's great. And plus, you know, the being closer to home thing, that means mom can be cooking for you.
Yeah.
A lot of care packages, I'm sure. That's and easy to get to.
Yes. And I'm really excited because it means that my parents, who have honestly, I don't think miss any of my high school games, will definitely be able to continue coming to my games and cheering me on and watching me.
No, that's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And I'm excited for them, too, that you're staying close to home, because I'm sure they said to themselves, we didn't want to put any pressure on her, but that's what we were hoping for. So that's great. So as a coach, talk to me about Lila here. Talk to me about coaching over the last number of years.
I think Harrison hasn't always been as relevant as we wanted over the Section 1 landscape. But since Lila's arrived, we've upgraded our schedule, knowing that we have talented players like Lila, and we wanted to showcase what they can do. She and a couple of her teammates, Harper Lappin especially, have taken our program to new heights. And against some of the top competition last week, we beat Mamaroneck for the first time in program history. And I go back and forth with just enjoying watching Lila play and knowing that she's going to be leaving us at the end of May. So it is bittersweet. But Lila, I say she plays like her hair is on fire, and she practices like her hair is on fire. And she does everything with that passion and with that competitive spirit. You mentioned her being a leader. She does everything with, you know, the off-season stuff and the Instagram and all that. But the best thing she does is being our best player. She's our hardest worker. And for a coach, that's a great luxury. And I'm just happy that she's getting all this recognition from Con Ed, and I'm sure it'll be all section awards and everything else that comes her way, the 200 goals, because she is most deserving. And she does it all the right way. So we're very proud of her.
Well, there you go. And Lila, as I tell everybody when I turn to coach and then I turn back to the winner, this is the part where you can blush. It's all right. This is not going to be seen. This is just radio. Okay. All right. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with senior lacrosse star at Harrison High School, Lila Berkery. Now, Lila, with this award comes the academic side of things. And I see, wow, you're in pretty darn good shape there, Lila. You got what? A 99.62 average. Damn that .38. Damn that. And you got 6 IB courses, which, according to the nomination letter, are the most rigorous courses, and multivariable calculus. Now, look, calculus is enough of a word to scare me without adding multivariable to it. So, but talk to me about this grueling course schedule. What is the class you find most challenging of all these tough classes?
I definitely think that this course schedule is hard, and it's just been really helpful to have such understanding teachers. I think all of my teachers understand how hard their classes are and how hard their students have to work. Multivariable calculus, especially, my teacher is the most understanding teacher I've ever had. He's the most supportive and motivating. And it just really helps considering it's my hardest class and it is also my most understanding teacher. And that just makes completing the work, studying for the tests, just a lot more enjoyable. And yeah, it's a fun class. So,
okay. And, what really strikes your fancy though? What do you, you know, what's your favorite and what might you be considering as you head off to Fairfield?
I'm in IB biology. I've been in it for the last 2 years and it is by far my favorite class I've taken in high school. It is so interesting. It's also one of the classes I do best in just because I'm so interested in, my teachers for the last 2 years have just been very, very, entertaining and great at what they do. And it's just been a really fun class. When I took it in freshman year, I didn't really think I loved biology. And then when we dug deeper into this IB level of biology, it's just got, very fascinating to learn about all the different processes going on in your body. And while I originally was thinking of studying business at Fairfield, I'm now considering going into the integrated business and engineering track just so I can get some of that biology and STEM classes in.
Okay. Wow. That's great. And that pretty much answers the other question that I normally ask, which is, you know, did any class surprise you, you know, over the last couple of years that you liked a heck of a lot more than you thought you might have? And well, there we go. and that's even leading toward decisions, moving forward. I also see that you are the president of the Youth to Youth Club, promoting well-being, both mentally and physically. I mean, what else do you do? What's on the top of the agenda right now? Do you have any events coming up or anything like that?
Yes. So this month and next month, we're beginning to prepare for Mental Health May, where we'll do a few activities. We do these lunch tables where we just spread awareness in the cafeteria and get kids from the high school involved in various activities we do. It's really fun. I'm co-president with another member of the lacrosse team, and we love the club. We've been on it all 4 years of high school. It's really great being able to spread this awareness about mental and physiological health to the students around Harrison, because especially as an athlete and just being a student athlete and juggling all these things, it's really important to make sure that you're staying mentally and physically healthy. And it's really great just being able to spread this and, you know, give tips and give advice to these students, especially underclassmen who are kind of struggling with this part of high school. And it's just been really a great, informational club that I've had, and it's just taught me a lot of new things in the last 4 years of being a part of it.
Now, that's wonderful. And, you know, and for those younger students who might be having a little bit of a struggle, you know, it's nice to know that there's awareness, you know, that there's other people who understand what's going on. And, you know, the fact that everybody's in this together, you know,
you're in this
as a group, that's wonderful. And I also see that, let's see, you're on the board of Relay for Life. You're a member of the peer-to-peer program. What exactly you do all there?
So that's a program at the Harrison Public Library, apart from the school. And it's kind of just a program where a few teens who are interested in the library community and in reading and whatnot, we gather weekly and we plan these events. These events usually happen on Fridays and they vary. We did a painting activity. We did karaoke. We did things related to Christmas activities and creating Christmas cookies and stuff. And it's just been a really, really great way to bring about a community through the Harrison Public Library and bringing kids together on Friday nights just to have like healthy and safe social events. And for me, this has been really special because especially since I moved here in middle school, I was always just eager to learn more about the community and just immerse myself in the Harrison community. And I think that there's a lot of clubs and communities a part of Harrison High School, but the Harrison Public Library is also a great way to just get to know kids in other grades and maybe who don't even go to this school. And it's just been really great for me, especially as someone who loves reading. It's been really fun to connect with kids who are kind of in the same boat as me and can talk about all the books we love and just hang out on Fridays and have fun.
Well, that's fantastic. And like you said, healthy and safe environments on a Friday night. That's wonderful. And I also see you run some youth clinics for lacrosse and field hockey. And that's got to be some fun playing with the kids, directing the kids and, well, actually trying to wrangle the kids at the same time.
Yeah, it's a blast. I do it with Hurley mentioned my other teammate, Harper Lappin, and we have the best time. We honestly look forward to these clinics. We've been doing them, I think, since freshman year. And the woman who runs them has just been like, a total mentor for both of us. She is like the sweetest woman. She puts so much effort into these clinics. And I think the whole point is just kind of building this lacrosse community that Harrison has not really been known for. And I think that the way you build the culture in our high school program, our varsity and JV programs, and build this love for the sport starts in the youth programs. So that's what me and the other high schoolers have really been trying to push on the kindergartens through third graders. And they have a lot of fun. They're all great athletes. They love the sport. They love having high schoolers coach them. They've come to a few of our games with posters and cheering loudly. And it's honestly the best community. And I love coaching them.
Well, that is a great way to go about it, and you're leaving a heck of a legacy there. So, and also you're leaving a program, I think, as Coach mentioned earlier, you know, was maybe an afterthought there for a number of years, but now you're relevant, you know, and that's fantastic. So, you've probably already answered this because you did say how much you like reading, but for as busy as Alila is, what do you do just to give yourself a moment, just to take a break, maybe take a breather, maybe do some reading? But is there anything else you do for a hobby or something?
Yeah, well, I do love reading, but in the summer, I play tennis all the time, like almost every day. It's one of the most, it's so fun. I love it almost as much as lacrosse. And I play with my family, with my mom. My brother's on the tennis team at Harrison, so I can hit balls with him and stuff. And it's such fun. It's a great activity, great exercise. And I also love snowboarding. It's really fun. I do it all the time in the winter with my family. I grew up skiing and snowboarding. And they're just kind of like sports and activities I can play that, you know, take my mind off the stress and pressure of like my Harrison varsity sports, like lacrosse and field hockey. And they're just no stress, totally fun. And I really enjoy them. So those are some things I do.
Oh, that's great. That's great. It is nice sometimes just to enjoy the sport and take the competition nature out of it and just have some fun. So that's the way to do it. So, Coach, before we close up shop here, would you like to add something here on Lila?
Oh, first, I didn't know we had – you said 2 years of biology?
Yes.
Because I had to go to summer school for biology after 10th grade, so I didn't know we had that much in common. listen, I've been coaching for 30 years. She's one of the best to do it. One of my all-time favorites. Again, you keep coaching because you think you get tired of it. And then all of a sudden, Alila Berkery comes along and you realize, no, I want to keep doing this because I want to watch her be great and I want to have fun doing it. Like we've mentioned before, just a terrific leader, a terrific role model in the community. And all these accolades that keep coming her way, I hope they keep coming because she's most deserving.
Well, Lila, congratulations to you again. You've obviously done very good work there at school, and I'm sure you're going to continue to do that when you get to Fairfield. And congratulations again on this well-deserved award.
Thank you so much. I'm really, really honored to be receiving this.
For Harrison High School, excuse me, I'm a professional. Don't try this at home because, you know, you trip on your face and stuff. Hold on. For Harrison High School's Lila Berkery, I'm Frankenberry, and you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. And we'll be back same time next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.